Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Tensions in the Middle East continue to rise. VOA Steve Karish has more.
Israel's foreign minister barred UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres from entering the country on Wednesday for not unequivocally condemning Iran's missile attack. Iran fired over 180 ballistic missiles at Israel on Tuesday. Most were intercepted. Meanwhile, Israeli infantry and armored units intensified ground operations in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made his first appearance on Wednesday following the strikes on Israel the night before.
If they remove their evil from this region, without a doubt these conflicts, these wars, these clashes will disappear completely. The countries of the region can manage themselves, manage their region, live together in peace, health, and well-being.
Palestinian medical officials say Israeli strikes have killed at least 51 people in southern Gaza overnight, including women and children. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Russian drones attacked port infrastructure in Ukraine's Odessa region overnight, damaging a grain facility and buildings at a border crossing to Romania and cutting power in the Sumy region, officials said. Russian troops on Wednesday took charge of the eastern Ukrainian town of Vuledar, a bastion that had resisted intense attacks since Russia launched its full-scale assault in 2022.
People who work at your companies, we are very thankful to all of them, just to ordinary people who each day by day helped us, supported us, supported Ukraine, Ukrainian people in this struggle.
Speaking on Tuesday to executives from dozens of foreign arms manufacturers in Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine can produce 4 million drones annually and is quickly ramping up its production of other weapons. This is VOA News. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and Republican candidate J.D. Vance engaged in a policy-heavy discussion on Tuesday during their debate in New York. Both trained the bulk of their attacks not on their onstage rivals, but on their running mates who weren't in the room. They clashed on a range of issues, including a potential Middle Eastern conflict and Hurricane Helene's destruction. After the debate, Democratic Governor Jared Polis of Colorado told reporters J.D. Vance showed he cannot be trusted to stand up to Donald Trump.
The ending was really the most important moment to me, because what's disqualifying to Donald Trump in the eyes of the vast majority of the American people is his inability to accept the free and fair vote of the American people. And unlike Mike Pence, who was honorable and accepted the result of the election, J.D. Vance did not distance himself from Donald Trump. So there's no one there to stand up to Donald Trump's worst instincts and potentially a threat to our democracy itself.
Alternatively, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York told reporters Senator J.D. Vance dominated the debate.
This was an overwhelming, dominating performance by J.D. Vance. I think the American people, he spoke directly to them about issues that matter.
No other debates are currently scheduled. President Joe Biden will visit North and South Carolina on Wednesday to assess Hurricane Helene's devastation, which left at least 166 dead across the southeast. In Augusta, Georgia, David Reese, waiting in line for donated barbecue, expressed gratitude for a hot meal.
No water, no power, and it's been hard. And we appreciate the people that have came out to the city to help out, and I don't know what we'll be without y'all.
Helene, one of the deadliest U.S. storms, left millions without power or cellular service. As of early Wednesday, 1.2 million customers in the Carolinas and Georgia remained without electricity. Over 150,000 households have applied for FEMA assistance, a number expected to rise, according to agency representative Frank Matranga. Thai police are working to identify victims of the school bus fire that killed 23. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Many members of those presumed dead arrived to give samples of DNA to cross-check with that of the deceased. Police Captain Subakon Bunchong Pokiang says it's a terrible time for the family members, but that the authorities were doing all they could to help.
We're working very hard. We've been working all night, so you know we're rushing to be able to return all the child back to the families.
Six teachers and 39 students were aboard the bus when it caught fire, with 23 victims in all. The fire started while the vehicle was on a highway north of the capital and spread so quickly many were unable to escape. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.